Hello, long time no talk. Alrighty, folks, welcome to episode 14 of Two Hoots and a Holler. Last week we recapped six episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race season 13, and tonight we are bringing to you the reunion.
Style that I we know that everyone loves on our
Through
channel.
our infamous
Drink
drinking
along.
game. Oh, we didn't know who was gonna take it.
We didn't know either.
Who's going with it?
But we're
So,
doing a drink along for the reunion because we figured that would be
yes.
fun and a good time because it's about to get shady.
Oh, definitely. We had an eventful season, some highs, some lows, some good, some bad. But we'll see how it all, reels out on this episode. And like you said, our drink along episodes are very highly rated among our fans. So we figure let's do a RuPaul one.
Yeah, so you know the drill, folks. Go ahead if you want to play along with us. Grab your, well, actually post it to the Patreon so you have the rules as well. But if you want to, grab your notebook, pen, paper to write down these rules. We kind of went ahead and made up some rules beforehand.
But
Just being completely
because we love
transparent
you.
with you.
Because we
Exactly. We
love you
want to get right
all.
to the drinking first.
That's what y'all came here for, okay?
What's
So
that play?
cue up the reunion episode of RuPaul's Drag Race season 13, and drag queens, start your engines. Wait, what did it change to? Or ladies. Oh my God.
Racers,
Racers, thank you.
start your
Racers, start your
engines.
engines. I made the best drag queen. Win.
Win.
I just lifted up my left arm. You have to every time. Yeah, we have five, count them, five. I don't know why I'm like oddly hyper in this one. The other one, I was like, and
Revved real quick.
I don't know why either. I literally haven't even like cracked my Truly. Like I've been sitting on the couch. Maybe I'm just excited for the reunion. So what are these rules gonna be?
So we've got five of them for you. And our first one, okay, so if you are a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, there is an iconic soundboard and they have all of these little sound effects that they put in. Like, for instance, when a queen is being shady, when a queen is being dumb, like all of this stuff. So we have a generic one because there's going to be a lot of them. You take a sip whenever you hear the soundboard, whenever you hear that sound effect machine,
The snake rattle.
Yep. I have a
Acting
feeling there's going to be a
stupid.
few of them.
Right. Yeah, it's gonna get shady up in here. Speaking of shady, the second rule, drinking rule, is confrontation station. So if two queens are like getting into it and going back and forth and like the tensions are high and they are fighting, take a shot of Jaeger. Did you
Or
order your beer with your coupon?
I did with my half birthday coupon. I
Oh,
did.
what kind did you get?
Oh, Miller Lite, as always.
Oh, my parents.
Correct.
Perk.
Number three, cue the waterworks. So if a queen starts being real emotional, they start tearing up, they start crying, either reliving something, diving deep into the whys behind something, apologizing for something they did, I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of waterworks this season.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
And are we including waterworks in the confessionals? I think we should. Like
Confessionals.
if they show like a previous confessional and the queen is
Oh, and they're
crying.
crying in that. Yeah, we would take a sip
Okay.
for that for
All right.
sure. Next rule, number four, is subtle shade or like passive aggressive shade. If they're being shady about someone, just had to get that dig in,
Tamisha gonna be saying a lot under her breath.
because Tamisha Iman is coming for you.
Exactly. And that brings us to our last and final rule, which rhymes with what you just said. We gonna rue the stew. So anytime Rue is being a shady bitch and stirring the pot of whatever is going on, fanning the flame,
Stewing
she's
the stew.
ruin the stew. Ruin the
Ruin the
stew.
stew. Watch, it's gonna be like a single or like a new book by her. It's like a cookbook.
Oh, and it's called Ruin. Literally, RuPaul, like, credit me on that. Come for your money, but like, give us a shout. Like, give us a
You're
little
like,
peck.
exactly like a verbal contract is binding in the state of New York.
Exactly.
So yeah,
So
those are our five rules, and I just cracked my first truly of the night.
All right, so I think it's
racers.
It's... Start your engine.
Am I the best drag queen? When? All right,
here we go.
So, no, not surprising to anyone, it is virtual.
All virtual. They're introducing the queens now.
Yep.
Joey G's wearing a wig.
He looks different. I didn't recognize him at first.
Uh-uh.
I'm a gay ass bitch.
Tamisha.
Yes.
Ooh, La La Ree got some money on that outfit.
That looks good. I don't like the hair that much, though.
Okay, Elliot looks basic as fuck.
Where the fuck is she? Like an aquarium?
Oh, Denali looks amazing.
Yeah, those colors are really cool.
Not wearing orange.
On purpose, finally. Hopefully. Grandmama.
Unicorn!
Oh, all her stuff in the background. That's cool. It's like her closet room. That's cool.
Ooh, Olivia looks good.
Yeah, I'll compliment that. I will. It looks good.
All right.
So now we're going to flash back to some lip sync shit.
Oh, at the beginning?
Oh, yep. I love Phenomenon. I still listen.
It's a phenomenon.
Yes! You know how much I listen to that song. See, I like already forgot about these first couple episodes.
Yes!
Because they were so long ago.
Oh, there was a RuPaul sound.
Oh. Take a sip of the Miller. You're the one falling.
ScarJo.
ScarJo's like, hey guys. She's like, Simone, I saw you played Harriet Tubman in Snatch Game. You can take some inspiration from me. From my role.
Oh, their first fashions. I forgot.
See? Oh, remember Simone's the turban thing?
Yes.
See, I forgot about some of these.
Like the sleeping bag outfit?
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Oh, got mixed, like, trans colors outfits, the pink and the blue.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
Simone crushing it.
Simone probably had the best runways overall.
Yeah. That ain't on my birthday.
That little riff she did in it is really solid. I will say that. Oh, forgettable. This episode.
The disco.
Did you forget about it too?
Yeah. Oh, RuPaul sound.
Oh.
They saved
the worst episode.
Candy.
The worst episode of the season.
Oh. Wow, what a great recap.
That was a good recap. After us being like, the season was okay.
Oh, now they're doing his little spotlight on
Kamara Hall. From the House of Hall. Chicago's Mackie Doll. The only thing I'm upset about Kamara going home that early is, you know, her runways were probably fucking... sick.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, I remember she, like, couldn't finish in time?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I do like her look though today.
Me too. Is that like, is that wig made out of beads?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Oh, those are all pre-recorded. They're not even there at the same time. I guarantee you.
You think?
Oh, I guarantee you. Yeah, because Rue had no reaction to any of that. Normally, Rue would react to it.
So what is... Wait, so they explained this in the beginning. What is it each queen did their own at-home lip sync?
Yeah.
So Kimora's naked in a bathtub.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me texting. Okay. That was me texting last night at 2 a.m.
Yes.
You want me to come out there now? Stacey. Scott. You want me to come out there?
I can't.
But like, seriously. You want me to come out there? Oh, God.
This is
too long. I'm bored.
I'm bored.
Okay, I'm bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. I do like Lila. I am a fan of purple. I will say that. But not this. What is... What the fuck? Okay. They clearly... If this is going to be the content for each queen, the whole episode, like, this isn't even, like, a reunion.
I know.
Maybe I'm speaking prematurely, but...
No, I think it will be.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
This is...
The fake audience clapping in the background is giving me life. See?
Oh.
Why are we still talking about this hideous runway?
Because it's probably, like, the only memorable.
Oh. Soundboard.
Oh, awkward. Boop, 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 boop. I mean, he is cute. I will fully say that. He was in Detroit the other day. I followed him all on Twitter, and he was like, in Detroit. And I was like, oh.
Ugh.
Verklempf, that's a good Jewish phrase. Did you know that word?
Verklempf? Yeah.
Are we going to find out if Olivia and Utica are dating or what?
I mean. Oh my God, I don't want to watch a video of every single one of these queens.
Oh, I do love this song though. She's like laying in a bar. Is that him as all five of them?
Yes.
That's funny.
That is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Crystal Method's lip sync at home when she did the I'm Like a Bird song and like fed the bird?
Yeah. Had the bird puppet?
Yeah. I
thought that... RuPaul's face was like, oh, remember Ru was wearing that mask? Like,
yes. Oh my fucking gosh. Iconic.
Okay, Joey J's kind of crushing it with this.
Yeah, I
agree. This is funny. Joe's playing all of them.
Yep.
But can we do, like, 30 seconds? Like, do we have to do, like, a whole, like, minute and a half?
I agree with you. Especially that, like, they all already lip-synced, like, so much this season.
Right?
He looks like...
The only people who...
Hmm?
What?
I was saying,
what were you saying?
When he's the second one from the right, he looks like Robert Pattinson a little bit.
Yeah!
Right?
You know that's what I watch.
Oh, I... Relax? Yep. Oh my God, it's Liz Bass!
Get to work, filler queen.
Yeah, that was okay. So far, that's in first place. Good. That's in first place so far.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
This is not a reunion.
It's not. I can't wait to hear what Bob Monet say about this.
Oh, crying.
Yep. Sip for tears.
Still have a wild card to play, she said. All right.
Let's see what song it is.
What's she gonna do for her thing? She looks beautiful, though.
Yes. Oh, ooh. Original track. We're the dancers for it.
I'm obsessed.
This is cute.
Yeah.
Hey, make that coin. I said what I said, little girl.
I love how she's not even dancing. She's just having all of her little, like, little gay boys dance for her.
Yeah. Yep.
You'll be an arrogant.
I don't know if I'd, like, I mean, I guess you can count it as a song because there's music, but, like, she's literally just repeating lines she said on the show and, like, right? Remixing it. Oh, that, like, I just did, like, a single. Like, I could do that. Actually, I could do a double on my right and sometimes on the left.
Look at no you, promises.
Bo. I know.
Oh, when did
you get Tisha, Yvonne, it's coming for you. Oh, this is her verse. Oh, it's changed a little bit.
Ooh. Might hit a lot of things, but you won't hit me.
Yeah.
That was nice.
I would listen to this on the outside. 24, 36. And yes, they're real. But to answer your
other question, bring back Kamara Hall. Oh.
Oh, here you go.
Rue's not even asking the question.
Yeah, this was set up totally differently than the last virtual one.
That snake look was good.
Yep.
But the bag of bones look. Not gonna lie, I
actually
look?
Forgot about it until now. But it's good. Oh, yeah, the bag of bones. Where she just wore like a black skin tight onesie with like bones like glued to it.
Five bones. Five bones. It was five like a tiny bones. Ass like rat femur.
Rat femur.
Five bones. Rat
femur.
She's still talking.
I'll buy her a loaf of bread.
Lord,
that was funny.
Lord, you're not a bitch.
You know you're not a bitch, Lord.
All right, what is this music video?
Like a Prayer by Madonna.
It's ratchet, it's a good time, baby, but no paper bags were harmed in the making of this video.
Oh.
She says, come with the disclaimer. Disclaimer on the
no
clock.
Paper bags are harmed. Shut the fuck
that's up. Funny. Own original song again. Here we go.
Oh, okay. It's going to be about bags, isn't it?
Oh. Oh.
Oh, my. Ooh, that's an awesome. I would like wear that necklace.
In my name, Prada. ATL bitch.
Hmm. I thought that was Candy with her for a minute. No shade, but.
Ooh.
Oh, I would listen to this too.
Yes.
I'm going to look it up on Spotify after. Melanin Queen, Melanin Dream, Melanin Team.
Oh.
That guy was ripped.
This is the best music video.
Also, this stuff's kind of like your your niche.
But ooh.
It is. No, it is. I completely agree. I love it. But I'm not surprised that you love it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's very ATL.
Oh, yeah. ATL, bitch, with a story to tell.
Ooh, that, hands down,
the nails.
Best one, yeah.
So, Lala Rees, and then, would you say Joey J?
Mm-hmm.
And then Tamisha, and then Kimora. We're ranking the videos, y'all. It's a side yes. game. We just came up with.
Side game!
I want to
feel sorry for that person, but then you're like, oh, it's me. But now I'm going to say Elliot, I think I don't like also, Elliot is one of those people that can laugh without moving anything else on their face.
Oh, the.
Right?
One of the positive things that came out of being on Drag Race was allowing the world to be able to see my.
Okay, so on the back it says Area 15 instead of Area 51.
Huh. Maybe it's like
well,
an aquarium.
She lives in Vegas.
The reactions that I've gotten from people watching me perform and dance have been just magical. One of the most shocking moments for me that I have no idea about is Kimora finding my voice to be annoying. Is this something really annoying about Elliot's voice?
It's rude. Right?
Drink to that, Shady.
Yep. Almost done with my first choo-choo.
If we were doing an actual reunion, we'd be like two drinks in by now.
Oh, exactly. Plastered.
Did we all have depression?
That's probably like my favorite like sentence in the world, I think.
Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah, if someone says they're like sad or depressed, right? That's just my instant response. I'm like, Jake, we all have depression. No one will ever truly understand being in that room except for us. Because Jake fucking tried singing Raise Your Glass by Pink and then said he chose it because he's depressed.
Oh,
what is this?
I love this song, though.
Okay, dance.
Elliot is a dance queen, though, so I hope this is good.
Okay, well, you be the judge of it and tell me if you think anything special. How's that?
I'm a fan so far. Ooh. Ooh.
Really? I'm like not sold.
No, I mean Elliot's doing it bad, but the choreography is bomb.
Oh, okay.
I feel like such a
You're like, this reunion fucking sucks. Everyone sucks. I hate the music videos.
To do this episode. Like, it'll be fun.
Oh, stretch that leg out, baby.
Okay, this is over. I'm over it already.
I was actually over it when it started, I'm not gonna lie. Alright, this is, for me, this is down there with Kimora's. Maybe like one step above Kimora.
Yes.
True. No, I agree.
Oh, it's just the two of them.
Oh my god,
She's trying to, like, say nice things to not look racist.
Right. Oh, my God. We should drink every time that they say girl. Like, Jesus Christ.
I know. At the end of every sentence. Humor.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not wrong.
Girl. Oh. This is a very, well, these two are talking. This is a very valid question Baba Monet brought up, and I wanted your input on it, okay?
Yes.
Who is the comedy queen of this season?
Ooh. I mean, Simone didn't come in as a comedy queen. But Simone... No, oh, Rosé?
But you're forgetting Got Mick and the roast.
True.
Got in Snatch Game.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very solid question.
Yeah, because there's no, like, predefined... Tina was supposed to be the camp queen coming in.
Yeah,
and there was no predefined, like, comedy queen coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So... This was I think that Mick evolved into one, for sure.
Yeah, that's because she didn't even know that that was something, like, yeah. They could do. Mm-hmm.
And I think Simone, I think, as well, could technically be considered a comedy queen.
Mm-hmm.
With her acting, not roasting. Who do you think?
So, for, like, a consistent-wise, probably Rosé, because, like, in the acting challenges and yeah. stuff, and the roast and Snatch Game, I think Rosé overall. And then, like, Got Mick and Simone are pretty
yeah.
up there. This is another That's good question they brought question. Up. I know. This is another one they brought up. What is Rosé's... like plot line of the season.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how everyone is like, oh, like I, you know, I came, you know, from the streets and I had this horrible upbringing, blah blah blah. They said Rosé's plot line is I have to be perfect. I have to be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it was very. It was she came in so good already at everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like her opening up more, but like that's not a plot line. She had a really great life, and she mm-hmm. like she was just good.
Right. The winner is Rosé.
If Rosé wins, Black Lives don't matter.
Did you die when I said that? Like when Bob said that? Oh my God. Because yes. Bob wants or thinks Simone's going to win 100%. And he was like, if Rosé wins, Black Lives don't matter. I was like, Jesus. I mean, if I still, I guess we didn't really talk about it too much, but in the end I think it's gonna be Got Mick or Simone.
I think so too.
And like I'm kinda leaning towards Got Mick.
Ooh, okay.
But also the trans RuPaul saving face thing is like kinda playing into that too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not undermining Got Mick's talent because oh my God, amazing. But I'm just talking about from the politic thing, like you said, yeah.
Agreed, 100%.
That one was like the best
for me.
Like I think I was thoroughly the most entertained by Denali's.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're tooting and booting looks.
Yeah. Yep.
This is, I guess, kind of cool, but they're coming for Raven's gig. Raven and Raja's.
Oh. Yeah.
Flamingo got a boot.
Flamingo got a boot.
I got pigeon. They're tooting and booting looks from the runway. Oh, this look was horrible. Candy's beast look.
Yeah, that was rough.
Oh, oh. Demisha's response.
Look over there.
Look over there. Oh. Simone's train look.
Yep.
Amazing. Wow. They're calling out Tina in red, orange, and yellow.
Yep.
McDo Utica. Oh yeah.
Comparison. Yep.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of looks that were similar this season. This is shady.
Sit for shade.
Yep. Why are they all doing original songs?
Because that's how you get the publicity, baby.
Oh, that's how you get the money, too, because they can release it. Here we go.
Oh, Stacy, see? Here we go. I was right. Parker's already alluding to us hanging out again.
I'm obsessed.
What, with Tina Burner or the Parker thing?
No, with you being psychic about knowing exactly how this is going to go down.
Oh, it's like gay culture, basically.
Ooh, this song.
I have my sliding door open. It's a little chilly out, and I'm, like, bundled up on the couch in a blanket. Like, it feels so good. Hitting my vape pen.
This video!
What? Is that all of her outfits?
Yeah. She's and pulling a Taylor Swift when Taylor did all of this with her old personas.
You're so right. And also, just a fun fact, red, yellow, and orange are, like, the three colors I don't wear. Like, they do not.
You hate them.
I mean, you guys, like, I don't know if it's, like, a skin tone thing. Like, it just doesn't. I guess yellow is okay, but I don't wear red and orange.
I mean, blue's your color, so it probably is an undertone thing with your skin because you look so good in blue.
Thank you. Blue, black, and gray. Those are my colors I wear the most. Ryan Bieber said I had really white teeth today.
Ooh.
I was like, thanks, boo.
Yeah, because of course you do.
Thank you. I was like, that Crest 3D whitening, baby. Seriously, it's all I use. It's all I've used for years, and it works.
Well, proof's in the pudding, boo.
Amen. Oh.
Tina Burner and Denali.
I just want you to come.
I know Denali's was so good though. I love Denali.
Oh, my back. Oh, I'm so old. I'm gonna be 30. Oh my god. I'm gonna be 30 soon.
30, flirty, and thriving.
You know what, babes? I think I got that from watching Drag Race UK. They all say babes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all right, babes?
That's cute.
Yeah. Oh, I just want you to come.
I want to see them all together. Oh! Okay, so I'm listening to it, but I can't see it. My screen is buffering, so we're just listening to it at this point.
Oh, okay. It's the top four.
I guess they're
united.
All in the same room together.
Yep. They're all hugging. COVID.
Oh, COVID!
I'm sure they all had to self-quarantine again for this.
Oh, they probably all have the vaccination by now.
When do you think this was filmed?
Well, they're saying this is a week away. This is them at the actual theater. I think this is now.
Oh.
Oh, shade drink.
Sit for shade.
Such an iconic finale. Wait, so they're doing more than one look? Because they're saying looks. So they're doing more than one looks. And Got Milk said, my looks. Oh. It's so fucking scripted. I'm so over it.
I know.
I hate candy.
I hate candy. Oh, your parody song.
Why are we on the same level?
I know. And you said it with like no like you were just like, I hate candy. And then like 2 seconds later, we're like, I hate candy. Send candy home one more time, please.
Ashley, make her pack her bag. Get the bitch on the plane. Adios. And what's her name? I hate candy. It's the opening of my cabaret.
Yeah, oh, genius. Candy in the morning time. Candy in the sunshine. Candy, baby, can't you see? All I want is your... All I candy. Want is candy eliminated.
But... I just want to say... Wait. Adios to candy. Buenas noches to candy.
Buenas noches. Buenas noches. Oh, hasta luego.
Hasta luego, candy.
Which in hard translate, that means until later. So.
Oh, so what's until never?
Hasta nunca, bitch.
Hasta nunca. Candy. It sounds so perfect, though.
Hasta nunca, candy.
Candy. It's the new Asadiga Iboy.
Yes. Oh, my God. I was trying to explain Book of Mormon to my hairdresser. She's like, so, like, is it, like, religious? And I was like, no. I was like, there's a song called Asadiga Iboy. And I'm trying to, like, half whisper because, like, everyone can hear you, like, when right? you talk. So I was like, and there's a song called Asadiga Iboy, but it means... Fuck you, God!
You're getting this gay-ass haircut.
Yeah, literally. I have, like, my pompadour styled. Oh, my God. I always feel so awkward because Jamie asks me, like, very, like, direct questions, and I have to, like, kind of, like, whisper sometimes. Like, oh, my God. The panels of the stage looks like Rosé's dress, the black and white dress with the pockets. Ooh.
Maybe that's where the inspiration came from.
Oh, I'm like a few seconds ahead of you.
Oh, it does. Look at them on the stage.
They're so excited.
Simone with the red hair. Ooh. God, Rosé and Gottmik are so hot.
Yes. Yes! My queen!
Yes!
My queen! My queen! Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Her looks.
Oh, you know how obsessed I was with that clip. When I first entered the main stage and I talked to Rue, I talked about the experience, how I was struck by lightning. And okay, I know. You've been struck by lightning. Oh. I flew off the ground. I think it was like 10 feet up in the air. But I think that explains why I'm so full of energy. Utica was struck by lightning. It fits. It tracks. Yeah.
That. All of her looks.
Oh, the window curtain one.
Mm-hmm. I think Utica had the best looks on the runway, her and Simone.
Yep, I agree with you.
Mm.
know that I'm not going to be good at something, I at least go for it. I make the praying squirrels in my head like this now, maybe like a soft applause. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you could speak white. The first part of the season for me was definitely the roast. At the time, I did not understand the difference between humor and insult. Jokes can be told and how they can definitely come from a place of love. I definitely want to start for that instead of just like relying on this just bad sense of humor.
We love growth.
We're all here for the growth. See, this is what I said in the last episode. You have to go outside of your comfort zone.
You're so right.
I didn't think I was going to fucking get Kodai and she loves me. And then it turned out to be like the most work and like pushing myself in a role I've done, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you think of Keith.
You're so good at that.
Thank you. You were too. We were great together. When you think of Keith, the first thing you think of is player. Ladies, man, asshole.
Womanizer?
Is yes. What you're trying to think yes. Of? Womanizer, asshole. That's me.
That's me.
That's me. Aww.
And when you think you can't, you can't. You know, I used to say, you don't say you can't. I used to say it to the kids all the time. I was always like, you're not an American, you're an American. And now I'm going to say, don't think you can't. You can.
That's inspirational.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you like this song?
I love this song.
Oh, well, you are like pretty emo.
Yep.
Halsey. I don't know this song.
Oh, look at her.
I don't know this song. I never heard it.
It's good. Ooh.
The only song I know Haley sings is she's on that airplane song. The Katukipatana airplanes in the night sky.
Oh, that's Haley Williams. This is Halsey. Totally different people.
Oops. I was close.
Ooh. This, I recommend every listener go watch Utica's music video.
Wow. Go
watch it.
Big statement from the Stack Rap. Oh, I'm never fucking using this VH1 fucking podunk stupid ass fucking website again. And I'm pissed that the episode didn't load up on iTunes yet. Let's see, I pay a season pass for what? Fucking nothing? Sorry. You're like, whoa.
I'm getting like flashbacks to our trivia. Our
Which one? Trivia oh. Night. I was in rare form that night.
I'm using the VH1 app, and it's fine.
Well, every time I tap the screen to see how many commercials I have left, it takes me to the ad of whatever it's advertising.
See, I don't touch it.
Whatever. I'm just kidding. What part is Olivia?
We're like halfway through it. Like, I've been doing drag for a year and a half, and she's got a wall behind her of like 25 wigs and all of her stuff. I'm like, girl, you rich? You
possibly,
need a sugar baby?
Possibly. So, plot twist, Parker and I are hanging out on Tuesday.
I can't.
He said he's getting his second vaccine that day. But
I straight up almost spit out my drink. I just want to let you know.
Why? Because I said that thing about Parker?
Yes, as I was...
ML everywhere. How do I word asking him if he's still with that guy? What do I say?
Just ask him.
Good idea. Straightforwardness. Exactly. I'm like, so how do I like word it? Like when I talked to Stacy at 4 o'clock, it was like depression Stacy. And now okay, did she just start the video?
Yeah. She's playing piano. Oh, this is where they're figuring out who the lip sync assassin is.
So what did they say in the beginning that's happening? Will you explain for the guests?
They're gonna...
Listeners?
Ah! So
who was it? Denali?
Rue just picked Lala Ri and Denali as the two lip sync assassins, and now they will lip sync against each other for charity.
In per- where?
Here, I guess.
Do you think every one of them recorded doing a lip sync to it, or do you think they knew in advance?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let me read you what, was that Milo?
Oh, I've got a headache.
Yeah, because you had two Miller Lights and it's past your bedtime. So.
I had 1 2/3.
Oh, damn. So Parker said about that guy, he said he had no idea what he wanted in life and doesn't want to travel. Parker's like a huge, like he's obsessed with traveling. Never would talk about me to his parents and it really bothered me. And his dog was annoying as fuck. One of those people who couldn't admit his dog was misbehaved.
Oh, it's the dog for me.
That's the breaking factor. The dog. Was that water or
have
ML?
Fun editing this episode.
Oh, it's gonna be a journey. Like, not only is like the reunion going on, us getting off kilter, me cutting in this story about texting Parker,
me drunk off of 1.5 Miller Lights with a APB of 4.2% alcohol.
Yeah, you're done. So. We have less than 10 minutes left. Oh my god, I just clicked it again and it took me to a fucking Reese's Pieces. Oh no, Reese's Pieces. Reese's Pieces. My neighbors are like, is he having a stroke?
Speaking of Reese's Pieces, it's so crazy that you just said that, the universe. I have at Euchre today, Sasha brought like one of those like movie theater style packs. So there was like a ton of like the packages. So I grabbed like 3 of them and I haven't had Reese's Pieces in so long. So the fact that you said that, wow.
Look at universe. That. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because there was a commercial for it. So
yeah.
Step aside. It's your girl, Denali. I'm cold as ice, hotter than a tamale. Speak up because I'm Chi Town. Tough. Chupalettes on these sluts because I like it rough. Oh, drag. Is all over the world. Remember the video of Bob doing the whole thing?
Yes.
That sent me, and I remember sending it to you, but oh my, drag is all over the
it's
world.
All over the world. It says world.
Right? Oh my god.
Drag. Oh, it's back on. Is all over the world.
That's so funny.
Here we go. They battled in the premiere. Now it's time for the rematch. Again. Oh, partnered with Barefoot Wine.
Hell yeah.
Rematch. Oh, Roscoe's in Chicago. Oh. They had to know because they went did it live. They had to know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes! They had to know. Who do you want to win?
Denali.
Me too. I want to see her crush it. She's been showing up on my TikTok a lot.
Oh, really?
At Roscoe's doing her thing, yeah.
Oh my god.
Here we go. Mmm. Be my lover, won't you be my lover? Love this song. Da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da. Sorry, Squish, I woke you up. For your charity. Here we go. Da-dee-da-da. Oh, Denali's going to take it automatically. First move. Oh! Wig change
already.
Mid backhand spring. Oh.
I thought you said they were together.
No, they were in their own. They're in a space live doing this now, so they had to know. Like, they're not at their homes.
So they're Ooh. Both in the same bar?
No, one's in Atlanta.
But why'd they say Roscoe, Chicago?
Because that's where Denali is right now.
Oh.
At the Roscoe's bar.
Okay, got it.
And Lala is at my sister's room in ATL, Atlanta. I hope Denali wins. Oh, Denali is killing
Denali won.
They're both killing it. Rue's gonna be like, "You both get $1,000. Woohoo! You both win."
It's charity.
Ladies, I made my decision.
Yay!
Denali won!
Yay!
Oh, $10,000.
Wow, RuPaul's really
That's great.
Loosening the change purse for this one.
Dude, you... Ooh. Oh, she's getting $5,000. That's good.
Nice.
Footage from last week. Here we
Someone, Stack, someone online said Candy's outfit looks like she's wearing a piece from every outfit of the Scooby-Doo gang.
Oh.
It's so true.
So basically now they're just answering the question that they always ask, why should you win? And they didn't air it from last episode and they're showing it now. Yeah. Got Mick had a good answer.
Because it's the same repetitive thing every single time. That's why they got it. I was salty about it earlier. Like, it's going to get
so
better.
The yellow is the Fred's ascot.
Fred's ascot's the purple, orange.
Well, okay. Well, orange and yellow on the on
yellow.
The, neck.
The yellow can You've be got Scooby's the... tag. Orange is the ascot.
Okay,
and Velma.
And then purple is Daphne.
Mm-hmm. But orange can also be Velma and the ascot.
Oh yeah.
I just like got so defensive about Scooby Doo. I was like, Fred's ascot's orange. Thanks. She's gonna say me. Oh.
Her name is Lady Bunny. I hope and see something
like you. Are you starting to drink water to come down from your buds?
Yes.
Smart.
I can't eat any more wheat then.
I'm done. Done with you. Oh, I didn't notice the like bedazzled weave.
You didn't notice that? That was like the whole point of the outfit.
I was looking at the dress.
That's why when you were like, it's just a purple dress, I was like, Keith, it was the look.
I was angry that
I was
day.
Like, did he not see it? You were so You were like, it's just a gown.
Right, and here's me saying that shit, and I'm wearing like a Grinch hoodie, like underwear, right. Like garbage.
So back to Candy's outfit, the earrings are Scooby's tag. They're like dimes, they're like rhombus,
oh, yep.
And like yellow. Yep.
Is there any green in it? Because that would be shaggy. Or brown. That could be shaggy, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the bag, you don't know. Maybe she got some Scooby snacks in that purse.
But, yeah, probably.
Who do you think's going to win? Call it out right now. Pick one.
I don't know why my gut is leaning towards Got Mick. It's just... It's really... Got...
So you say Got Mick?
Oh, I feel like I have to, like, lock in my final answer.
Oh, Rue's doing some work. Sweeping the stage for TV to make it...
Right, as soon as the camera cut, he dropped it. He's like, all right, enough of this shit.
He's like, someone pick that up.
Someone pick that up. I'm not.
Wait, do you think there'll be, like, a next time on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Honey, I already closed my iPad.
You were also watching on your iPad. That's why if you clicked on the screen. I was wondering when you were, like, clicking on the screen.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Because I watched it on my TV.
Oh, yeah, I did it on my iPad. You know what? Since that's my gut instinct, I'm going to say Got Mick is going to win.
Okay.
And E2?
I think Simone's taking it.
Okay. Heard it here first.
That's it. So Keith thinks that Got Mick's gonna take it. I say Simone. Tune in next week to see who digs the ground.
Oh, fuck. Tune in next week. Oh my god. Oh well, I hope everyone enjoyed that chaotic. Oh, good times.
I'm sorry, folks, that this reunion was not anything anyone expected.
You know, honestly, I guess we should have said what we thought about it. It was pointless. They weren't even all together at the same time.
Filler.
It was another episode. For me personally, it was another filler episode.
Poisonally? Poisonously,
I can't wait to hear what Bob Monet and Alaska and Willem have to say about it. I can't wait. I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah.
I will let you know.
Please do.
Yeah, because I got exclusive access to the sibling rivalry one since I'm a patron, so.
Yeah. Sunday.
Well.
All right, well.
We did it.
Here we are, 4 months into the season.
And we still don't have a winner.
Still don't know who won.
No idea. No idea, but we'll see where it goes, and we'll have a winner in a few weeks. No, just kidding. That's what it feels like, but...
What if there's, like, a hiatus, and they're like, oh, JK?
2-week break. They do, like, a recap episode, literally. A bunch of clips and shit, like a clip show.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for joining, and you know what we say to that?
Keep in touch.